some of you on Discord may already know this, but okay. If you watched last week's show, you'll know that we did the what's it called? Cloud Ready.
Yeah.
It's Cloud Ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Never wear Cloud Ready.
Never, yes.
We converted a notebook computer, standard mm-hmm. PC notebook computer, into a Chromebook. Free of charge.
And Robbie made it look so, so easy that I was just like, oh, I'll just do that. So on Friday, I just decided, okay, fine, I'll see what I remember from the show. Didn't watch it again yet at this point.
Yeah.
So I get home and I turn on my laptop and I'm like, this has got to be easy. And I started and I couldn't do it at first. I get onto Discord and Garby was there. Thank you. Between the two of us, I was really just like, it was Garby's mind, really. And then just
channeled through Discord.
Exactly.
Into Sasha's fingers.
Exactly. Whoa. It was like a collaborative effort and we did it. I had a Ubuntu Mate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
an age old Ubuntu Mate that we installed like 3 or 4 years ago.
Way back
then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I have a brand spanking new computer.
It looks great. So you actually did this.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the assistance of our Discord community, which is wonderful. I mean, how cool is it that you can get live chat, live feedback from tech geeks and folks that genuinely want to help.
And I felt smart. Like, okay, so the very first thing that Garby said is go into the terminal and type this in.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, where's the terminal? I can't ask that question.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've seen, like, you just pop into it all the time. I didn't know where to find it at first.
Okay.
And I did. And then I was like, okay, how am I going to type all of this? And then I remembered you can copy and paste with keyboard shortcuts. So literally my entire time, I would just copy the line of script and then paste it and then just try and analyze what it said myself. And then in my words, tell Garby whether or not it worked. So I had to install Curl, is it called? Curl,
yeah.
I had to do that, which by I mean copy and pasted it in. Together, we're a machine. Together, we're, and by together, I mean it's like a 90-10 Garby for the win.
No, you got to give yourself more credit because you stepped way outside of your comfort zone.
Totally.
You took an Ubuntu Mate laptop that I set up.
Yes.
Okay? And you converted it to a Chromebook with Cloud Ready.
And it's,
you did that.
It felt so good. It felt like happy dance good. Did you ever see that commercial where it's the little girl and she's standing on the bathroom, like talking to herself in the mirror and she has the curly blonde hair and she's like, you're awesome. And she's like pumping herself up. Watch that if you haven't seen it. That's how I felt in that moment. I can understand how come you all do this. I'm sure you all have the best days always.
But you know, and You did it.
Yeah.
You've achieved that. Mm-hmm. You have customized your own laptop. So now you've got this, and I can sense it. You've got this sense, I did that.
Yeah.
The freedom of saying, okay, when you bought this laptop, what's that sticker say?
Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I suppose it could feel that.
Are you stuck having to do Windows updates and having to deal with
None of that.
It's the best.
One of the things that I love about Cloud Ready and Chromebooks, the whole concept behind it. One thing, first of all, how's the performance?
It's awesome. Is it
better than it was with Ubuntu Mate, which we know as a lightweight Linux that is meant for aging hardware. It should work really well on that.
Right.
So, comparatively, how is this?
It is much better. The battery doesn't die quickly.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Like, so it's saving my battery.
Wow.
That's
impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, if it's a lightweight thing, then your computer isn't
not as much stuff happening. It's using the cloud for CPU.
It sounds like a really efficient platform.
Mm-hmm. So we know that it is now performing better. But if you wanted to, you could now log in to any other Chromebook or cloud-ready system. You could log into my laptop that now has cloud-ready on it as yourself. And all of the settings that you have on there are going to be transferred over. Not only the settings, but all your documents, your spreadsheets, everything is there because it's part of the cloud now.
Right. So this is what spoke to me insanely last week because my school, we all... we were all given just like little laptops that you sign in and out at the beginning and end of every class. We're not allowed to bring our own computers in.
Right.
We have to use theirs, and it's Google. Like, it's all the Google Docs.
Oh, really?
So all of my
stuff. So Chromebooks that you're using at school?
I guess they must be Chromebooks. Yes, probably.
So you you log in, and you have?
I have this. Yeah, I have all my
laptop.
Exactly.
Nice.
So
how cool is that?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a Google Doc aficionado by the end.
I love
of
it too. Like, I think about my kids and the fact that the school. Jeff hit on it last week, saying like the schools have transitioned to Chromebooks.
Right.
They're cheaper. Really?
Yeah, they're more affordable. So instead of having 30 laptops, they'll have 90 Chromebooks, and every student has a Chromebook.
That's the best.
You know, you go into class, and here's your Chromebook, here's your Chromebook. And so it doesn't matter which one you get. As soon as you log in as yourself, you've got all your stuff.
Exactly.
But then my kids come home, they log into the Chromebook at home, and they've got all their stuff.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
It's wonderful.
Man, I wish we had that in high school, because we always had the old Dell laptops, right? So they would work, but they would take forever to start up. But now it's
you're
just
talking like
I know. I'm
when
like
I was
the
in high school,
guy.
We had the Dell laptops. I had an Icon with a giant trackball and a big CRT screen built into it, and I had to roll around the trackball in order to get around.